This is Dr. Schumacher dictating your progress note on Manda Etheridge. First name Manda, M-A-N-D-A, Etheridge, E-T-H-E-R-E-D-G-E. Place was her private home in Mount Morris. Date was July 18, 2022. Mrs. Mathridge was seen in hospital follow-up period. She left about a week or so ago period. She had shortness of breath and she had pleural effusion and she had thoracentesis on a couple of occasions period. She had edema the usual period. We ordered LASIX IV and that helped as well period. Bit better, period. The other thing that she has frequently is mucus clogging of the left lung, period. She has to listen to her lung and see if there's evidence of good airflow, period. She denies being very short of breath at the present time, period. There's a bit of renal insufficiency. And she had pulmonary hypertension, and the hope is by removing all this excess fluid, it would help the pulmonary hypertension, period. She had 6 liters aspirate at one point and 5 another, and then she diuresed extremely well, period. She lost quite a bit of weight, quite a bit of abdominal girth, period. She still is suctioning up much secretions and has a caregiver at her home, period. The paragraph, all of her wounds are healed, period. The one in the dorsum of the left foot is healed with some scar tissue, period. She does get redness between her thighs and she is paralyzed in her legs, period. She requests a moisture fabric with antimicrobial silver, which has helped her, period. She was in congestive heart failure when she was in the hospital in that stable period. New line, she continues on an Eliquis for both pulmonary emboli and venous thrombosis period. She remains unhydrated because her blood pressure drops at times, period. New line, she's quadriplegic with no use of her legs and she has partial use of her arms, period. Her hands are contracted, but she can use her upper arms and elbows adequately, period. She is blind in the left eye, period. She has a colostomy, period. She has a tracheostomy, period. The line review of systems, constitutional. She's not feeling feverish or having chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache or sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory. She's not short of breath, any vascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GI, no vomiting, vomiting or diarrhea, period, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, but she avoids the ostomy, even no bruising or bleeding, skin, no open areas, and no major rash or itch, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. The paragraph passes, she's positive for quadriplegia, chronic pain, atelectasis, especially the left lung, neuropathy, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic congestive heart failure, allergic rhinitis, anemia, bladder has been replaced, blindness of the left eye, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary emboli, renal calculi, motor vehicle accidents, quadriplegia, dead urine tract infections, paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished now. She has lost weight. And next she has a tracheostomy and a site of good period. She's able to talk. She's able to eat and swallow. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Exoculants are intact. She has normal inspection. Hearing was good. Neck has no mass or no lungs. Slightly diminished breath sounds, but not bad in a symmetrical period. There's good aeration on the left compared to other times. It's similar to the aeration on the right side period. cardiovascular, normal SNOS 2, no gout, no murmur. There's no significant edema of the feet now. That's greatly improved, period. Fetal pulses are palpable. Abdomen soft and on tender, no palpable organomegaly. Penis, cranial, ghost, they're ghostly normal, period. She had the paraplegia with partial use of her right upper, partial use of her upper extremities and no use of her lower extremities. Skin is intact, low and dry without major lesions. There's a scar on the dorsal of the left foot. Target assessment of plan 1. Ms. Etheridge had evidence of congestive heart failure and edema and fluid overload and pulmonary hypertension period. She's doing much better now as she had a tremendous amount of diuresis period. We will send a script for metalazone, 10 tablets to take when she gets excessive fluid, period. We have her now on Umix 1 milligram daily, period. 2, she has hypothyroidism and will continue to limit thyroxin, 25 micrograms daily, period. 3, she has a tendency to hypotension and thus she's on Vitadrin, 10 milligrams BID, period. 4, she has had deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary emboli, and will continue apixaban, 5 milligrams BID. 6, she has neuropathy, and will continue pregabalin, 100 milligrams twice a day. 7, she has occasional constipation, and will continue lactulose, 30 milliliters, once a day, period. 7, she has chronic pain, and will continue morphine, sulfadr, 50 milligrams twice a day. And for neuropathic pain, she will remain on pregabalin 100 milligrams twice a day, period. This appears to be controlling it, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.